You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome in to another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us bigger than Oprah. We appreciate it. Mikey A is telling me stories before we came on the air here that he is going to the Outer Banks. Billy responded, no idea where the Outer Banks are. And I have to be honest, I said it sounds great, but I also don't know what the f*** the Outer Banks are.
Well, what I said was, well, because we were just like, oh,
but I
okay,
love a bank.
Nice. Yeah, well, I don't think
love
so.
A good one.
Yeah. I told him I don't know what Outer Banks is. I know there's a TV show, I think, on Netflix called Outer Banks. Is it related to that? And then Stugatz was like, oh, it's lovely there. But now we know you didn't know where it was either, which is incredible.
You have no idea.
Where is it?
One of the Carolinas.
I go, what? You don't know which one you're going to? Don't give away your location. Yeah.
Is this like a beach thing? Is this like a woods thing?
Yeah,
a mountains thing?
It's all beach. It's a beach house.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean a beach house? You have a beach house? You own a beach house? The Outer Banks in the Carolinas?
No. We Airbnb'd it. We Airbnb'd a beach house for the week.
How do you guys feel about Airbnb? It's a tricky game. Like, Billy, have you ever gotten an Airbnb or like a Vrbo? Is it Vrbo? VRBO?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Usually someone else arranges it. And then I've also like rented at like for example, at Siesta Key in Florida, we will rent like what is essentially like an apartment, but it's like a complex and it's all owned by like individual owners. Like there is someone that runs that office for them, but like you need to reach out. There's like the code that you have to put in to get in. It's a whole ordeal. You know what I hate about them? And I know that this person was doing this at this beach place that we stayed at Siesta Key. They were controlling the air conditioning, and it was driving me crazy. Like, it had
what?
One of those smart AC things, and we couldn't put it below a certain temperature. And then I think that they had timing set so that at a certain time it would go back to the temperature. So I was constantly, like, turning it, trying to get it below, like, 73 degrees, and it wouldn't let me. And then it kept going back up to like 75. It'd be like, oh, eco-friendly mode 78. It's like 78. It's the summer. It's Memorial Day weekend. It is too hot to be at 78 degrees indoors.
No. I turn the Wi-Fi off on that thing.
Wow.
I get in there. I'll turn the Wi-Fi off on it so it doesn't work. I'm setting it up. No.
Wait, but what if you need Wi-Fi?
No, I turn the Wi-Fi off on the thermostat because you can do that. See.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No. I am far too large to have it set somewhere where I'm going to be sweating while I'm sleeping.
I'm glad Billy went there because until recently I had not done this. But on this recent tour of dead shows I've been on, I have gotten an Airbnb in like Saratoga, up in Boston. I got one. And I got to tell you, I enjoy it. Like, there is nothing like seeing an Airbnb on the web and then getting to it, and it's everything you expected and more. It's a great feeling to get the right house, but it's a dangerous game because it's not my house, and I don't know what I can get away with in their house, and I'm not certain if there are cameras that they are looking at while I'm staying in their house. Thank you, Billy. Yes.
I think there are cameras everywhere. Another thing that we haven't discussed, but we'll go the camera out because it's more interesting, the hidden fees. Because you see it and it's like, oh my God, like this place is awesome. It's like, it sleeps 18 and it's like $200 a night. How is this possible? And then you go to check out and you're like, I'll go 4 days, $200. $800, right? And then it's like $7,000. And it's like, wait, what? And it's like, oh, yeah, there's a daily $3,000 cleaning fee. And it's like, there's no way. There's no way I'm doing $3,000 of damage cleaning. This is not a necessary fee.
You know what you could do?
I could.
You go to one of those big houses.
It's well, you should actually those... view it as a dare. Like, really? We're going to pay this for cleaning? Let's make this. Let's make it worth it. Let's rockstar.
Do that when I get the insurance on a rental car.
There's a couple of things. Keep the air where I want to keep it, okay? Not where you want it, where I want it. It's my house for the weekend, okay? That's number one. Number two is only clean the parts of the house that I'm hanging out in. If I'm staying in a house that has 14 rooms but only using two, you don't need to clean the other 12 rooms. That is a joke. I had no idea about the hidden fees. But here's the thing I am most concerned about. Can I have sex in their master bedroom?
Are you having sex at home? I mean, what difference?
It's my house, though. I mean,
why not?
I feel like someone's watching.
That is the thing with the cameras, I guess.
If anybody wants to see what I'm doing, then they go ahead and look. Enjoy that. Enjoy that face.
I like that energy from you. I have that same energy sometimes at urinals in the bathroom. Like, if you want to look, take a peek, man.
You go ahead. Enjoy it.
I love the idea of Mikey putting on a show for the people.
he somehow knows.
I guarantee you those cameras go off.
He knows where the cameras are. He'll turn back and give like a little wink and a point.
You're welcome.
Like, do you, if they have a pool in the backyard, do you feel comfortable just, you know, swimming in the pool and hanging out? Like, how does that work?
Sure.
Yeah.
How about being in their pool?
Well, you wouldn't actually, like, pee, like, on the edge. You don't do that, do you? Where you stand
You don't pee into the pool. You pee in the pool.
While I'm in the pool.
Yeah, who's going to see that?
It's fine?
Yeah, why not? I pee in every pool I go in, pretty much.
I was just asking. There's a big difference. Last week in Saratoga, it felt odd. Yeah. I mean,
there's a big difference between peeing in the pool and peeing into the pool.
Yeah,
no, I didn't stand on the ledge
very
into
things.
The pool, Mikey. I wasn't on the diving board peeing into the pool.
But you have.
But I would. Thank you.
By
the
way, Billy, did you catch that subtle thing Stu Gatz just did where he's like, oh, if they've got 14 bedrooms, but I'm only using two, have you ever rented an Airbnb that didn't have exactly the number of bedrooms you had needed?
Why would you rent such a large
Airbnb? Why would you rent such an extravagant home?
It's great. You know, they lock like the other 12 rooms you're not using. They'll do that. They'll lock the rooms up so you can't even access those rooms.
Are you staying at a hostel? I don't think you're staying at an Airbnb. What are you talking about?
I think you're at a hotel.
This Airbnb is called Hampton Inn. There's when you walk in the front door, there's someone sitting at a table. They give you a room, a key to your
room. They give you a room key.
Dangerous thing.
All the other rooms are locked for some reason.
There's people there. The nerve.
Yeah.
What are we doing today? Matt Verscursion is going to join us. I am fascinated by his relationship with A-Rod. I know Billy is as well. Like, I just want to know how that relationship came to be, and perhaps we'll have some stories for us. But Billy, I think there's something interesting about Matt that you're going to love. Supermarket Sweep. He was a contestant.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that you'd be good contestants on game shows? Because I've always wanted to be a game show host, which I'm never going to be, but I've always wanted to be a game show host. I don't know if I'd be the best contestant at a game show.
Well, it depends on the actual show. If it's Jeopardy, no, I'd be lousy. If it's The Family Feud, I feel like I'd be pretty good at it, you know?
The Family Feud's one of those games that everybody thinks they'd be great at and that their family would win, right? Which is, like, the best part about The Family Feud. I feel like, though, once you're in it, the pressure gets to you, and then you're like, ah!
Agreed.
Okay, but do you guys have the discussion amongst your family as to who would play Fast Money at the end? Because we have a hierarchy in my family. Like, there's no way my brother Matt is getting up there for Fast Money. That's just never going to happen.
I think I'm a Fast Money guy, but I don't know that my family would agree.
Wait, you guys have determined the two people in your family that would do the Fast Money in a show you're never going to appear on? That's amazing.
Nor have we ever applied to be on it, nor have we ever tried to be on it. But we know for sure that me and my oldest brother are going to be the ones on Fast Money.
Okay, now here's the question. Who goes first and who goes second? Because the first person has a much easier job at Fast Money than the second person.
Well, I hate to say it. I'm the last guy.
Wow, I'm the anchor.
You want to clean it up, huh?
Mariano. Yeah.
Because it could be easy, like the person in front of you could get what. See, Billy, I think the second person is trickier because if the first person's good, they take all the number one answers and you're stuck. You're sitting there, you know?
That's why the second person's more important, because the second person needs to be calm, cool, and collected and say, you know what? If the one is gone, here's the two answer. Here's the three answer. You have to have multiple answers for every question.
Do we know, like, what family do you think that we know that if they applied to the Family Feud, they would get on? Family Feud. Yeah.
The Golics. The Golics would get on a Celebrity Family Feud, you don't think?
I was thinking the Golics or the Sims.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe.
But Big F***er is the first and second guy doing Fast Money.
I feel like Big F***er would slap Chris upside the head every time he got a big X.
Yeah, like normally the family's like, good answer. He's like, oh, Christopher, are you serious?
Show me potato salad.
Christopher.
Where Mike would be so nice to his kids. Except Sydney. Oh.
She wouldn't be nice to anybody.
I don't think Sid would get the invite.
No, I think at the end we're like, you win. Like, oh my God, they just won $25,000. And she just takes the check directly from Steve Harvey. She's like, thanks, fam. And then she's out.
Direct deposits.
Yeah, they win five straight. They get a big car or whatever, like a minivan on the corner of the stage. And she just goes to the corner, gets in the car, and drives off.
Leaving them there to Uber to the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
See you at the VBRO later.
All right. I'll try to make this happen next time we talk to one of the Golics.
Okay, what are we going to do? Sure.
Just tell them to apply. They'll get on.
Okay.
All right, let's get to Billy. You're excited for this. You love baseball. Matt Viscursion, he's a longtime baseball voice, relationship with A-Rod, and he was in Supermarket Sweep.
I mean, what else can we ask for in a guest, I guess?
Nothing. Let's get to him. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. What's up, Matt?
Nice to be with you, man. Thanks for the offer to join you here.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We're just promoting MLB Network with you, right? I think is what they told us. Or do you have something specifically well, you want guys, us to push?
I have no push. I have right. no nothing. I have no social media presence. I prefer nobody know who I am, but I'm happy to visit with you guys about baseball.
How's
that? Are you serious that you have no social media presence?
I have an Instagram account. I don't really do much on there. You know, I'm just very skittish about the whole thing.
Why, if you don't mind me asking?
I feel like it's invasive. I feel like too many of my colleagues in this profession just use it to show off, and I have a high bullshit meter for that, and I can't stand it. Like when there's a celebrity death and immediately you're flooded with all the photos of said person with the now dead celebrity, like, what? Okay, got it. You met him once. What are you getting out of this? It drives me nuts.
Right. No, I'm guessing life is a lot better without social media. Like it is. Like it has to be. There's no, you don't know a life with social media, so you can't answer that. But I am telling you the times where I just put my phone away for the weekend, it's cathartic, man. It's really peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do look at it. I don't have, I stay away from Twitter at all costs, but I do look at my Instagram account. I mean, every once in a while, there's stuff on there that makes me laugh, or I follow a lot of the, you know, geeky mid 50s guy things like, you know, my favorite rock bands, many of whom have dead members, but yet they're still posting. I see, that's the thing. I don't get it. I broker in it, but I don't really get it. So it's
here
all,
we go.
It's all good.
Ask them, Stu Gatz. I know you want to ask.
Grateful Dead, is that one of them? Or
I like the Dead, but I'm not a Deadhead. I'm not really a Grateful Dead guy per se, but I do like them. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I asked him, Billy.
Anything in that time date stamp, you know, for me is good.
Okay.
So do you miss out? Do you find yourself like missing out on things because you don't have social media? Like, are you familiar with this immaculate grid trend that's going on right now in baseball?
Not familiar.
And really?
Wow.
No, and I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Look, I kind of consume the game and appreciate the game on my own level, I guess. And it might be rudimentary for some. You know, I don't hate on any of that stuff. I mean, I think that some of those trends that get kicked around, especially as it regards to baseball, are pretty fun. But do I feel like I'm missing out on any of it? No, I don't.
Well, so this immaculate grid, I don't know if you're it sounds like you're not familiar with it. It's similar to like a Wordle, you know, Wordle, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's like a baseball Wordle, right? Where you have, it's almost like a tic-tac-toe Brady Bunch type situation where it's nine blank spaces, and then across like the x-axis and the y-axis, you have either team logos or you have like accomplishments, 300 home runs, 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, whatever. And then you need to find players that check off both those boxes. So what ends up happening is ultimately it's like, who's someone that played for both the Twins and the A's? And then you have to start thinking back. And really what I found
Don
in
Baylor.
Really?
Oh, wow. Let me write that one down. Hold on.
I should have talked to you about this 20 minutes ago because that's the one that I missed today. So today's was Orioles.
Nailed it.
3,000 hits. Don Baylor. What? Okay, wait. Let's just. Okay. So that was, who was that? That was the Twins and the Orioles?
No, the Twins and A's.
Twins and A's. Okay, so who's someone that played on the Twins and the Padres?
Oh, man. Ricky Nolasco?
Oh, my God.
Maybe was he a Padre?
Holy shit.
I'm right about this.
I think he is right.
Josh Bard, possibly. That's a super random one, but I love that kind of thing.
It's not Nolasco, by the way.
Russell Branyon? Russell Branyon?
Russell
My God,
Branyon.
What a great name, by the way.
Twin.
What is absolutely fantastic about this is he's doing it the same way I am, only he's doing it with much more obscure players. I'm like, Alex Rodriguez, did he play for the Twins? Or is that... No, that wasn't him. That was... that was
because you start with one team. Now, this kind of thing I love. If you're telling me this is what I'm missing out by not being active in social media, I will jump in like guns a-blazing because I love
this
stuff.
This is the one fun thing you're missing out on.
Write this down right now, Matt. Write immaculategrid.com, and every day at midnight, a new one comes out. But you only get nine chances to get the nine. So if you miss one, you're kind of...
Dude, that's good.
Yeah, if you miss
one. I love this. Yeah, and, so you know what I do a lot? I do a lot of... and it's the ultimate great time killer. I play a lot of Sporkle on online. And it's just a series of timed quizzes for stuff like this, like whether it's a grid, you know, finding something that checks multiple boxes, or can you list every team's all-time home run leader? Can you list all the players that have hit more than 50 homers in a season? I mean, that kind of stuff, it makes you batty because there's always seven or eight that you forget on a list of 90 players, but it's fun.
Well, so another
before we go forward here, just quickly, Mikey, yeah, you've noticed it, right? Like, Billy has not been this interested or perked up in a long time. Like, him and Viscursion are kindred spirits, man.
Well, okay, because you can also play within it. There's another little game, right? Because you can't use the same person twice. So if one person checks off multiple boxes, you need to decide where you want to use them. And then they'll give you in the little top right corner a percentage of how obscure this person is. So like how uncommon or how common this answer is. So the other day there was someone that played for Yankees and White Sox, and I gave Jose Contreras as the answer, and it was a 2%er. So I was like, that, I was so
proud. Great answer.
Yeah.
It's a great answer.
Really good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big split.
Now you have something to look forward to every night at midnight, Matt. Yeah.
Or
you
Look, I'm usually up at that time walking the halls. I might as well be playing a game online. That's good.
Matt, I am wondering, because we'll get to the supermarket sweepstakes in a second, because we really want to talk to you about that. But how does one go about getting a Screen Actors Guild card at the age of seven? Like, what happened? How did that happen?
You talk about like something that's just a throwaway thing on one's resume, but my dad was an actor, and he got me a SAG card and stuck me in front of a couple casting agents, and I got a couple of roles when I was a kid. Before you're old enough to really know what you're doing, you're just, hey kids, say this, and if you look like the kid they want you to look like, you get the job. So I got a couple little roles. I was in an episode of Streets of San Francisco as a kid, walked in and out of a scene. I was the son of a white collar criminal. I still get a check. Actually got a check not long ago for my episode of Streets of San Francisco for 9 cents. Wow. And that was for 10 years of distribution internationally. 9 cents.
Congrats.
Did you deposit it, or what'd you do?
Hell yeah, I deposited it. That's my 9 cents. I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, keep it. No, that's my 9 cents. Kiss my ass.
The best part of the 9 cents is it costs probably like 37 to send you the nine.
Totally. And, another 37 to print it. Yeah,
exactly.
That's why I cashed it out of spite, for sure.
What do you remember about Supermarket Sweep?
I remember losing in the final round because my partner and I, one of my friends from college, we had never seen the word heifer written down, and it's spelled like a heifer or heifer. So we win, we get to the final round, you read a clue and it's this cheekily written thing. One of them was, if Maxwell Smart was having, or no, if Agent 69 was having a coffee party with his or her partner, what would they be serving? Maxwell House coffee, right? So you run to the Maxwell House coffee, you flip over the can. There's another clue. The final clue was, if a heifer was at a comedy store, it might be doing this at a comedy club, rather. And we're like, if a heifer was at a, what's a heifer? What's a heifer? And time rolled down. We for 45 seconds stood there like two idiots, not knowing what that word was. And the host came out and said, you've never heard of a heifer? I'm like, well, yeah, a heifer's a cow, but I didn't think it was spelled that way, dude. So we each won like $600 and went on our way.
At least it didn't stick with you.
No, I have no memory of it at all. And also when I watch it, because, if you have a career or a job where you're in the public eye, even a little, like my little tiny little slice of public life, they'll find any previous thing that you did on tape. And I had a unibrow on me in the late 80s that was just, it was like a headband of eyebrow, man. I'm Armenian and we're hairy people, but dude, there was no grooming at all going on for me back then. It's horrifying.
Wait, so you guys won 600 apiece. What could you have won?
$5,000.
What?
Yeah, it was $5,000. I mean, wow. when it's 1989 and you're in college, that's life-changing dough, $5,000.
I mean, 600 is life-changing dough when you're in college, I think.
You're
couple
right.
that with
right
the 9 cents.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on your way.
Matt Verscursion is with us. He's the voice of the Angels, works with MLB Network. We'll get to all that in a second. In fact, let's get to the Angels right now. What do you imagine, like, the most impressive thing about Shohei Ohtani to you is what?
You know, this is, I'm coming in hot take here, and all the old apologists are not going to like this. He's the best baseball player that's ever played in the big leagues.
Really?
He's the best player that's ever played.
Wow.
He just is. I'm not going to listen to any counter argument to that from anybody who shakes his fist saying Mantle, Mays, DiMaggio, Maris. Those guys never pitched. All right. So give me your best pitchers in the history of the game. Give me Seaver. Give me every one of them. Give me Gibson. They couldn't hit. Yesterday, he struck out 10 and hit two bombs. He's the best player that's ever played. Like, he might not go down as having the best career, because in order to do so, maybe if he does this for another 3 or 4 years, we could say that. He's the most talented player that's ever been on a Major League Baseball field. That I'm sure of.
Where are you expecting him to be next year? Not Anaheim, right?
No, I think there's still a chance. I mean, I'm not discounting it. And I don't do as many Angels games this year as I have in the past. I have done a couple road series this month, and I do know that there's a lot of discussion about that. And I wouldn't be surprised if he stays with the Angels. I think he's going to stay someplace in the Western U.S. I don't, you know, all the people in New York and Boston that are clamoring for him, I think that'd be a little bit more of a stretch. But that's just my speculation. I have no knowledge of anything.
They're in a tough spot, though, the Angels, right? Because you have to be somewhat certain that you're going to have a shot at bringing him back. Because if not, you would want to get something for him, right? But at the same time,
they're contending.
What does a team trade for him? You know what I mean? Because he's, as you said, the greatest baseball player ever. What do you trade for him, especially if you don't know that you're going to get him back?
Yeah, that's the crux of this. I don't think they're going to trade him, even if they do fall out of contention. I think they're going to hold him. They're going to make a very legitimate offer to him and try to keep him. But I don't think he's traded this year. But how do you even make his value monetarily? Because when he won his Cy Young Award, or his MVP a couple years ago, his WAR as a hitter was commensurate with Giancarlo Stanton. His WAR as a pitcher was commensurate with Gerrit Cole, who were both at the peak of their powers that season. So how do you possibly pay this guy? I mean, people are saying it's going to have a five in front of it. That's not a stretch. He could be the first $500 million player in the history of our sport.
That's insane, Matt, when you think about it. I would have to think, if you're telling me West Coast, if it's not Anaheim, it would have to be the Dodgers, right?
I wouldn't count out the Giants. I mean, the Padres are spending money like drunken sailors. They've been doing that for the last 8 months. If you're going to give, you know, a 31-year-old shortstop an 11-year extension, you're going to give a 37-year-old ace who's got mileage on his arm from professional baseball in Japan a 6-year extension, why wouldn't you try to rub as many nickels together as you can to get Ohtani? But I think, honestly, I think the Angels have a better chance of retaining him than people might. Yes. Everybody's just, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered to right. somewhere else. But Angels are in this.
How would you describe your relationship? You did the game, Sunday night games, with A-Rod and ESPN for a few years. How would you describe your relationship with him?
Friendly. You know, I consider him a friend. And he, you know, God knows he's got his detractors. He's aware of that. As an older guy now, I think he's aware of some of the, you know, bad steps that he took along this journey.
Right.
And, you know, I found him to be pretty candid. You know, we weren't running around together all week. He's got a super complicated, busy life. He was very busy and complicated when we worked together because he was with Jennifer. But, you know, I come from this little baseball world where I would helicopter into a game venue, and he would literally helicopter into a game venue, and we do a game together, and, you know, we'd probably text each other and then do the next game. But we're friends. I'm fond of the guy.
Have you been on the chopper though? Or
yeah.
Or
you what? Ever say, hey, you know, traffic today is a little chopper ride.
He's very generous in that regard. He took me on the G5 a few times. It's a really unbelievable experience when you first of all, I'm a schlep rock. I don't feel like I belong on anybody's G5, even if he's a guy that I work with.
Right.
And then when Jennifer Lopez is next to you getting a foot massage on the G5,
oh, wait a minute.
You're trying not to look at it. You're like, man, this is weird. What am I doing here? I'm this dopey kid that used to listen to Oakland A's games on the radio in the 70s. What am I doing on this plane?
Wait, how real was that? I don't know what insight you'd have, but how real was that that the rumors that J-Lo would prep him for the Sunday night games where she's like quizzing him and stuff?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, she was very invested in what he did and vice versa. Like, they were very invested in each other's careers. I never saw any of the quizzing going on, but she was a baseball fan, man. I'm telling you, she used to sit there in the stands through some of the most dreadful, horrible baseball games and deal with, you know, people yelling and screaming. And she was a great sport. She was into it. She likes baseball.
So, like, this is such an amazing relationship. I love that. I love that you're on the G5, that she's getting a pedicure while you're on it. But people have this perception of A-Rod. For whatever reason, they think about him what they think about him. Tell us something that most people don't know about A-Rod, like a redeeming quality that most people don't realize. Oh, really? Alex is that?
He's a great dad. He's a great dad. His daughters are everything for him. And, you know, I mean, like any of us that have kids, like, your better side comes out once you understand that you're impacting their lives. And I think that's been a big part of his kind of growth. And he's raised two really bright, articulate, good kids. And he's a really good dad for sure. I can speak to the guy's virtues a lot, but people don't want to hear that. You know, I mean, he has his detractors, like we said, and, you know, I'm a fan. He's a friend of mine.
That's pretty awesome. Most embarrassing moment. Do you have a most embarrassing moment doing play by play, Matt?
You know, I did a division series on Fox, about 8 or 9 years ago. And it was a Yankees Cleveland series. And there was a production assistant, who a Cuban girl, and she made this kick-ass Cuban coffee.
Oh,
I was drinking this Cuban coffee like it was my last day on earth.
And, how many did you have? This is going in a bad direction.
Well, we're asking because Trey Wingo during Super Bowl week also never had Cuban coffee. He did 9 shots. I kept telling him to stop. He didn't stop. He walked all the way to California. He walked home. I mean,
it was on par with that. It was on par. I've never met Trey, but I can identify with that. So 8th, 9th inning comes around, and there's this weird play with a rundown and a run and a lead changes, and I got so tongue-tied, I couldn't speak. It was blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the internet will kill you when you make a mistake like that. And it was purely because, and this sounds like a cop-out, but my brain was scrambled on Cuban coffee. It was, I mean, I was just like,
you know,
Beavis and Butthead, the Great Cornholio episode. Yes, I was shaking.
Your eyes were like kicking, a little blurry vision a little bit.
Head sweat, like the top of the head sweat. And there was no way I was going to accurately disseminate action on a Major League Baseball field in that state of mind.
Yeah.
How many shots did you do? I mean,
Jesus. It was probably double. It was double digits. Like,
oh,
I was drinking it as though,
Matt! No!
Yeah. Yeah. I was drinking it as though it was like, you know, like just like a regular cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And she's like putting shots in a cup to fill it up. And she's like, you sure you want another? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's delicious. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe something to soak it up. Give me a piece of bread or something and I'll be okay. Yeah, not okay. That was embarrassing. Look, I've had plenty of embarrassing moments. I did an Angels game last year. This sucked, actually, because we were still doing remote games at the beginning of 2022. And there were some real technical limitations in the way they were trying to do it last year. And the Angels are playing in Arlington. Jared Walsh swings. He makes contact, and I think the contact is such that it's going to be fouled off. The feed goes down. When the feed comes back up a few seconds later, he's circling the bases. He hit a homer, and I called it a foul ball. Mm-hmm. I got pushed around quite a bit. The internet and social media are very unforgiving places for people who step in it. And
yeah, it's cruel.
That's why I hate that. And that's why I hate seeing people get ripped online, especially, you know, my colleagues and people that do what I do, even if it's not a friend of mine, because you can identify with that guy. It's like, oh man, he must feel like shit right now because he's getting slaughtered. It's no fun.
What's more difficult, acting or play-by-play?
No,
you wanted to be an actor, Matt. You did. You wanted to be an actor.
I mean, when I was six, you know, right. I also wanted to be a fireman and a cowboy, you know. so play-by-play, you know, I think there's, without getting up on a high horse here, there's people that I like to listen to who I think do it really well. But there's a ton of product now, right? And there's a ton of rights holders, and there's a lot of guys that kind of stumble into this thing without really knowing how to do it. And you can tell who they are, but you know, they're people with big names who have a presence on some other platform, and they can just bird dog a play-by-play job without having a feel for the craft.
What is more difficult, calling a baseball game or calling the rock, scissor, paper championships?
Rock, scissor, paper championships was not easy because Tom Arnold, speaking of working on multiple Cuban coffees, there was probably something else going there. I was sitting next to Tom Arnold for that. Jesus. And, you know, I thought every once in a while I had a pithy, funny line. No. Tom Arnold is the funny guy, you a-hole. Just play it straight. And it was no fun for me. It was a very difficult experience. I had funnier shit than Tom Arnold, but I couldn't use it.
Who told you you're not the funny guy?
Tom Arnold.
Oh, Tom Arnold told you. Okay.
Wait, but how does one call this? Like, if Billy and I do it right now, can you call it? If we do one round, like, could you call it for us?
I mean, I could try. I don't know if I have my rock, paper, scissors chops per se. It was a one and out gig. Mm. Okay. But let's try it.
Okay. So, all right. Do you need to set the scene at all? Or like, what do we like? Like Stugatz versus Billy Gill, you know, two of the best
in the
game.
Here we are, right? These two accomplished rock, paper, scissors champions. They've gone through qualifying rounds. They're both sober. There's a lot of endorsement money on the line, and here we go.
Okay. One, two, three.
Shoot. Oh, paper covers rock. It's 1-0 Stugatz. I can't see Billy.
No, they're scissors. That's
scissors.
Oh, no. It's the
you are rusty.
Yeah, no. It's happening again.
Another Peabody Award slipping away. Jeez.
Tom Arnold would have crushed you, man.
You've really grabbed all the gems off my resume, haven't you there, Scott?
I did.
It's good.
It's fun, though, man. It's impressive. It's an impressive resume. I'm sorry.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You see, but
you've had an amazing career. Like, you know that, Matt. You know you have.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it amazing. I've made some choices that didn't always work out. But when I did the XFL back in the day in 2000, the original incarnation of the XFL, which, you know, premiered to a 10.9 number on Saturday night on NBC, it was a big deal. You don't know about yourself at all until you fail spectacularly at something. And that was a failure. And I was a part of it. And it really cuts you down. And if anybody is flying too high, the formula for getting your feet back on the ground is to wreck. And you'll feel like you're more of a human being when you do that. It sucked at the time, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, no, you'll hear a lot of coaches say you can't be afraid to fail. Like, just, you can't be afraid of failure. It's going to happen, and it's how you bounce back from it. And you have, you bounce back remarkably from it, just so you know, my friend.
I don't know about that.
What's going on at MLB Network? What's happening?
You know, right now we're on, like, everybody's, you know, wetting themselves over Luis Arraez and a .400 batting average, as well we should, because,
Billy's
look,
guy.
Man, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. I saw the gear. Do I think he's going to hit .400? I do not. But I love the fact that he's this deep into the season. You know, everybody does their Tony Gwynn comps. I think it's more Rod Carew than Tony Gwynn myself, but we're doing a lot of Luis Arraez. The draft is coming up. All-Star Game's coming up. Our network has a piece of those events. I do nothing with the draft because I don't claim to know about every amateur player on the map as some do. Some actually do know, but many more are just, you know, kind of
faking their way through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. You could say it. Like Jay Billis does the draft for ESPN, yeah. And Billis has admitted to us. Yeah, I don't like. I'm like, Billis, there's no way you were watching Canisius, the 13 seed out of the Eastern, you know, in the East bracket. He's like, of course, I haven't watched them all year. I just make it up. Solid guard play, experienced coach. Are you claiming that MLB draft guys do that?
No, our draft guys are in the weeds. I mean, that's why I'm not one of them.
Yeah,
I can't broker in it.
Yeah, he's on here to tell you that everybody on his network is faking the draft.
Billis acknowledged that he was faking his way through it. Matt, this was a lot of fun, man. I'd like to do it again, if you don't mind. I will not bring up rock, paper, scissors or the supermarket sweep. I promise you.
Matt, what's going on with Stugatz's Mets? Does he have anything to believe hopeful for or?
Here's the fix. They're gonna have to figure out what they're doing with Alonso now, right? I think you either buy and hold, or you could return something pretty handsome for him.
Yeah.
What you do if you're the Mets is that you corpse pick the worst teams in baseball for what talent might be there. You go to the Rockies, you ask them for Justin Lawrence, and they can do it. And Mr. Cohen has the resources to kind of do whatever he wants, but this is what a fail this has been so far. They'll be better than they are right now. Is it going to be enough to make a playoff chair? I don't know.
Shohei Ohtani would look good in the Met uniform. I mean,
yeah, I don't think that one's happening.
That happened. Damn it, man. Mikey wants him on the Yankees. Billy wants him on the Marlins. We know that's not happening. That's not, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't?
I wonder if Shohei. He wants to be on the West Coast, either that or do you know who this guy is right here?
I do see that. Who was that?
That's the goalie from Slapshot, Denny Lemieux.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So, yeah, and his line was, trade me right effing now, right? And then hang up. Do you think Shohei is doing that right now? No, he's pretty happy where he is. He's not the goalie from Slapshot.
Is that is that your prize piece of memorabilia? Like,
it actually is. I don't have much here.
It's a great office, though. I mean, what do you got there?
Vita.
Oh,
Vita Blue.
And the Stooges.
I gotta put Vita Blue on my list for the Immaculate Grid.
Did you? The Immaculate
Grid. I'm getting on that. I'm going to get on that right now. Thanks for that, man.
You should.
You'll enjoy it.
You will. Matt, thank you so much, man. I would like to do. I would like to do this more often. This was a blast. So I appreciate.
I'm
your
around.
Time.
Good. You know what? Good getting to know you guys and visiting a little bit. Been watching for a while, so appreciate you. Thanks, guys.
What do you guys think was the strangest moment of that? It was delightful, by the way, but there were lots of stories. And Matt Vasgersian, huh? Who knew he was so interesting and had all of these stories to tell?
It's crazy. And you got him turned on to the Immaculate Grid, which I was shocked to learn he's not on social media at all. That was in this day and age for what it is that he does. I was pretty surprised to hear that.
Can I tell you something that happened to me last week in the Immaculate Grid? So the Marlins finally appeared, and I said, wow, this is great. And it was a Marlin and a Cub that I had to put in there. And I immediately said, Derek Lee, easy. Boom. Right? Go to put it in. It was the wrong Derek Lee, so I didn't get credit for the guess, and I lost that like chance at having a perfect grid because of the spelling of the name. So like you start typing in the name and then there's a drop down. So you immediately see, oh my God, Derek Lee. And then I click it and then I see that it says 1993 to 1993. I'm like, no crap. And then it was too late and it was like, wrong, Derek Lee never played for both teams. I'm like, yes, he did. And it's because Derek had like two R's in his name or something. It was like a whole thing. Total horse bleep. You know what I mean? Well,
I got to be honest, Billy. I don't know how Mikey A feels about it. It's on you. I mean, you got to click on the right Derek Lee.
How am I supposed? There's no picture. It's just spelling of the name. How am I supposed to know that?
Listen, stop being such a hotshot. Like you know all the answers and clicking on it quickly without checking first. Derek Lee is a common name. I'm telling you.
Spell Derek Lee.
D L E E E.
Okay, great.
D Lee. D-E-R-R-I-C-K. L-E-E.
Wrong.
Try again. D-E-R-E-K. L-E-E.
Wrong again. That's the one I clicked. Wrong, Derek Lee.
Really?
Yeah. Try again.
How many spellings of Derek are there?
Exactly.
D-E-R-R-E-C-K? I already said that.
You didn't.
D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Nope. Wrong again.
Huh.
Exactly. This is what happened to me.
You know what? D-E-R-R-I-K. You're right. That immaculate grid.
It was D-E-R-R-E-K-L-E-E. There's two R's in Derek, and I didn't know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Again, on you. You're a Marlin fan.
Thank you, I guess.
Right back to you. What was the most shocking thing for you with Vriskirjan? The G5, J-Lo?
That was a great story, man. That was. I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like we could have gotten A-Rod and J-Lo stories forever, but at the same time, it's like, do we just want to ask him about A-Rod and J-Lo? Which, by the way, I think the answer could have been yes, but it's like rude when he's there and we're like trying to talk to him about him. But man, he probably has stories for days about them.
Listen, if you're on a G5.
Let's get one each time. Yeah.
I think.
No, I'd like to ask him on again and get nothing but A-Rod story. I'm with Billy on that. I think it'd be a good episode that he'll never speak to us again. But I also wanted to get A-Rod on the Zoom with us.
Don't say I'm with Billy on that one because I didn't say that. I didn't say we should have him on and only talk to him about A-Rod. That's not what I said.
Would you rather get A-Rod or J-Lo?
Just defended you against that immaculate grid.
Wow. You know what? We messed up. We should have asked him. Oh, you didn't, by the way. You told me I was wrong twice. We should have asked him if he does stay in touch with J-Lo, because they broke up, obviously. And I wonder if he had any relation. I wonder if he reached out to her, if she would be like, oh, hey, Maddie, because I'm sure they call A-Rod for sure calls him Maddie.
He's absolutely
not a chance he doesn't call him Maddie.
Right. No doubt. Wait, so you're thinking that Vriskirjan, because that would be a betrayal of friendship.
Yeah.
Is still communicating with J-Lo, but like more with J-Lo than with A-Rod?
Not actively, but would.
Okay.
The obvious thing is, wow, do we get A-Rod through Matt? But like maybe the bigger galaxy brain play is, can we get J-Lo?
So
might get Ben Affleck and then we get Matt Damon.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
All of this with Drew Millard on the line.
Stop playing checkers, guys. It's time to play chess.
Stupidity?
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.